From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The American Civil Liberties Union filed suit today against the federal government, demanding changes in the no-fly list. That's a roster of names used by the Transportation Security Administration to keep suspected terrorists or criminals from flying on airplanes. The ACLU says the list includes names of innocent citizens, and it claims the government has provided no way for these people to avoid the humiliating treatment they receive when they try to fly. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For a long time, the government denied the no-fly list even existed. Now the list is impossible to ignore for people like David Fati. Fati says he is routinely stopped and grilled before he gets on planes.
Every time I've been stopped, I've asked why my name is on this list. And no one has ever been able, or at least willing, to give me an answer.
Fati is an attorney for the ACLU Prison Project. He's one of seven plaintiffs in the ACLU class action suit. They include a retired Presbyterian minister, a college student, a master sergeant in the U.S. Air Force, and a man who came here to escape persecution. Mohammed Ibrahim is a U.S. citizen now, but in his native Sudan, he was devoted to exposing government-sponsored torture. The U.S. government has an extensive dossier on him because he was granted asylum here, but he's still treated like a suspected terrorist at the airport.
They have my fingerprints. When I applied for asylum here, they got every information, and they know this is not the person. This is why I said, like, the system is broken, and the system needs to be improved and corrected.
Many have complained to the Transportation Security Administration about such treatment. The agency didn't return phone calls in time for this story. TSA acknowledges the systems used by airlines may confuse the names of harmless passengers with people on the no-fly list. But TSA says it's trying to fix the problem by appointing an ombudsman to handle complaints and by handing out letters that say this person is not a threat. Plaintiffs to the suit say they've tried to follow those procedures with little success. Part of the problem may be that the TSA doesn't really create the list. It's based on information from law enforcement agencies. But just how it's put together is classified. ACLU attorney Reginald Shuford says all this mystery violates the plaintiffs' constitutional rights by subjecting them to unwarranted search and seizure and by treating them unfairly compared to the rest of the flying public.
They're interrogated sometimes under the threat of indefinite detention, frequently by law enforcement personnel who are armed and uniformed. They are not allowed, like everybody else who attempts to fly, to use the electronic check-in systems.
Other lawsuits have failed to uncover the deepest details of the list. A key problem is that the government has been relying on a dozen different lists of suspect names for granting visas or for isolating suspected gang members. And information from those other lists helps determine who can fly. The FBI is supposed to be sorting out and cleaning up those lists, but that effort has been delayed. Those filing the suit say they understand why guilty people can't fly, but Mohammed Ibrahim feels a secret list punishes the innocent.
Like, for example, the dictator Saddam Hussein, when he's suspecting his security, suspecting one person in one area, they will detain, round up the whole village, and they torture them until they find that person. We don't want this to happen here.
The class action suit doesn't ask for damages, just for TSA to fix the list. The ACLU is hoping to attract more plaintiffs who've been having trouble getting on planes. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.